Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra 555 race has come to a conclusion. The eighth edition of the event taking place this weekend. Sean McFadden, the organiser and one of the key figures right from its inception, delighted to say he joins me on the line. As always, Sean, a grueling, testing, demanding course, great numbers involved, and no doubt great scenes at the finish. I suppose let's firstly start off with, you can update us on the winners of the main categories.
Yes, yeah, Chris, how's it going? Thank you for having us on the show again. As usual, Highland Radio, we couldn't do it without you, you know. But yeah, it was an eventful weekend. It was it started off with sunshine, but then it got very, very wet and windy in the middle of the night, and people really, really started to suffer. And then, as you know, the Wild Atlantic Way around Donegal, it's tough enough on a good day, never mind with battering rain and wind, and it was just like something out of the Hunger Games. That's what it looked like on the tracker, you know. There were people stopping, sleeping, sheltering. It was crazy. But listen, everybody's home safe and sound, and yeah, we're glad that we've had another successful Donegal Ultra 555/333.
And just to put it into context, Sean, you know, for people who maybe aren't familiar with exactly what goes on, the first rider was away at 5 o'clock on Friday morning, and they went around pretty much the most scenic parts of Donegal, taking in the undulating parts and then the stiffer climbs, the likes of Manmore Gap, Knockalla, Atlantic Drive. You can just ream them off, Sleeve League, Barnesmore Gap. It really is an event for the participants. When you get over that line, there must be such relief.
Oh, it's such relief. Like you said, you've named them all. Like it's probably, we've had people doing races all over the world, and they've said this today again, like they've never, ever experienced anything like the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's on our doorstep, you know. But it was amazing. You know, we started with the 333 competitors, and we introduced this race a couple of years ago because we thought the 555 was just maybe a reach too far for some people, and it really took off, you know. So on the first leg, it was the women's unsupported category, and a woman called Siobhan Coyle, a local woman from down Cranford, she won it in 17 hours and 14 minutes, followed by Sharon Ward in 17 hours and 44 minutes. So it was a real good battle there all the way to the line. And then on to the men's race and 333, a local guy again, Christopher Burney from Cranford, as we know, has uncle Martin and his father Joe. They've cycled with the best in the world, and they have a cycling camp at Mallorca. It's called Sport Active. So Christopher won the 333 and a time of 10 hours and 53 minutes, followed by a local man, Sean McDade, with 11 hours and 15 minutes, and then Brian Doherty in a time of 11 hours and 40 minutes. So there was nothing between them, you know. It was just like tit for tat the whole way. It was like who was going to break, who was going to crack first, and that's the way it was the whole day in the 333. Moving on then to moving on to the unsupported in the 333, a guy called Tony Doherty, from up there in Cairn Wheelers, won the 333 unsupported, nobody with him at all, and he covered the course in 12 hours and 17 minutes. You know, it's incredible. Like, you know, we want people behind the competitors, but we've introduced a thing called unsupported, that these boys are they're seasoned cyclists, and they've done unsupported races before. So Tony covered the course in 12 hours and 17 minutes. You know, it was absolutely incredible. So we move on then to the 333 teams, and it was like a local derby. You know, it was unbelievable. We had the brothers in action. We had the multi-sport. We had Team LK Bikes. We had Daddy Daycare. We had Team LK with Team Errigal. But who came out on top was the Balear Flyers, Kevin Holyan and Shawnee Holyan. They were the strongest two-man team of the day in the 333 race, followed by multi-sport. Now, the young multi-sport team, there were only two young men. Like, I think they're no more than 18 years of age. And it was the same again. There was nothing in it. It was like 10 hours, 53 minutes for Kevin and Shawnee, but the multisport boys was 11.06, followed by Team LK Bikes was 11.30. So it was down to the wire again, Chris. It was like, if anybody cracked here or anybody failed it or any of these legs never turned up on the day, it could have went any way, you know. So it was an incredible 3-3-3 race overall across the board. And as you know, they just covered the second part of the course. So they left the Mount Errigal ramp and they headed straight for Raph Mullen, Knockalla, Glengesh, Kilcar, Carrick. And there was still 4,500 metres of climbing in the 3-3-3. So it was like a real good derby. You know, it was absolutely incredible to watch on the tracker.
And then the 5-5-5, Michael Flood emerging victorious, first home, 19 hours, 57 minutes and 36 seconds. A truly remarkable time.
Unbelievable, Chris. And like, to break 20 hours on that course last night was incredible, you know. But Michael's been here before. He was second last year. He put up a great fight. And from the gun, he was always in control, you know. And a big shout-out to young Alison Higgins from Derry Bay or up beside John Gormley's shop. That's our home place. Our father, Joe Higgins, was a very good runner in his day. He completed the course in 22 hours, 56 minutes. And, man, it was at that time of night when she was on the course, Chris, it was literally... It actually blew her off the bike. Her partner, Mark McGinley, that has the course record in the 3-3-3, had her take her out of the hedge over Glengesh, put her back on the bike, and Alison finished the race in, as I said, 22 hours, 56 minutes and 31 seconds. But back to Michael, it was another big battle there from the gun. It was Michael Flood, it was Michael Hall, it was Mark Cassidy, Hugh Galler from the West, that crew. He does a lot of crewing for Joe Barr over the years. So, like, it could have went any way again, you know. But Michael came out on top, and we're delighted to see it, because he was there last year and he told me that he was going to come back and he was going to really, really give it a good go. And, he had his homework done and he had his nutrition done and he had all the homework done to win the 5-5-5.
And just finally, and just wrapping it up, Sean, then again, the team events there, who came out on top in the 5-5-5?
The two-person team went to Muppets,
I think.
Oh, sorry. It was the Muppets. It was the two young boys from down there, and I can't remember the name town that they come from, but they set a new course record. They went out at blistering pace. One of these guys now, I know him really well. He's run at a really high level in the continent, and he's been here crewing for two of the older guys that was in his club for the last couple of years, and he told me this year, Sean, I will come up and I would give it a go. And they set a blistering time of 36 kilometres an hour average.
Great.
And they did it in 15 hours and 21 minutes. They took 2 hours off the course record that we never thought that would be possible, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, to take 20 minutes or 20, you know, 30 minutes off a course record, but to take that kind of time off, it was incredible. Like, and Rory Devlin and Damien Lagan had that course record for quite a few years. So I don't know who's going to beat that record.
Yeah, well done.
But that to be beat is going to be incredible, you know.
Yeah. And just the clock's against us here, Sean, so I just wanted to mention Bohermeen winning the four-person, the Errigal Warriors, the six-person, and the solo unsupported Mervyn Kincaid, I think it was, who came out on top.
Yes,
so just summing up, another very successful event. And I know people are exhausted and whatever, but there will be some who will be already looking forward to next year, such as the Appeal.
There will be. And just one mention there, Chris, there was a young guy that finished, he closed the barrier on the 5-5-5. Fenton Ray. McFadden, he raised over €20,000 for MS Ireland. He started off this morning and he had €15,000 raised. And by the time he crossed the line this evening, he had over €20,000 raised. It was incredible to see, you know.
Wonderful. That is really wonderful. As always, Sean, yeah, our thanks to you for bringing us right up to date, and well done indeed to everybody involved in the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra 555 race, whether it be competitor, organising side of things, the volunteers, the sponsors, all those involved. A great event. Our thanks there to Sean McFadden.